Papers Read on AI with Rob, keeping you up to date with the latest research. This reading is brought to you by Mars Race, Stake a Claim on the Red Planet, available on Android and iOS. Deduplicating training data makes language models better. Authored 2021 by Google Research, Brain Team and University of Pennsylvania, Catherine Lee, Daphne Ippolito, Andrew Nystrom, Chi-Yuan Zhang, D. Eck, Chris Callison-Birch, Nicholas Carlini. Abstract. We find that existing language modeling datasets contain many near-duplicate examples and long repetitive substrings. As a result, over 1% of the unprompted output of language models trained on these datasets is copied verbatim from the training data. We developed two tools that allow us to deduplicate training datasets, for example removing from C4 a single 61-word English sentence that is repeated over 60,000 times. Deduplication allows us to train models that emit memorized text 10 times less frequently and require fewer train steps to achieve the same or better accuracy. We can also reduce train-test overlap, which affects over 4% of the validation set of standard datasets, thus allowing for more accurate evaluation. We release code for reproducing our work and performing dataset deduplication at https://github.com/googleresearch.dedupicate-text-datasets. 1. Introduction. A key factor behind the recent progress in natural language processing is the development of large-scale text corpora used to train increasingly large language models. These datasets have grown from just a gigabytes to hundreds of gigabytes over the past few years, Chelba et al., 2013, Shui et al., 2020, Graf et al., 2003, Brown et al., 2020. Because it is so expensive to perform manual review on nearly terabyte-scale datasets, they are lower quality than smaller, more curated datasets. These data issues have implications far beyond metrics like perplexity or validation loss, as learned models reflect the biases present in their training data, Bender et al., 2021, Wallace et al., 2019, Sheng et al., 2020. As a result, quantitatively and qualitatively understanding the datasets themselves is a research challenge in its own right, Dodge et al., 2021a. One, we show that one particular type of bias, duplicated training examples, is pervasive. 10% of the sequences in several common NLP datasets are repeated multiple times. While naive deduplication is straightforward, and the datasets we consider already perform some naive form of deduplication, performing thorough deduplication at scale is both computationally challenging and requires sophisticated techniques. We propose two scalable techniques to detect and remove duplicated training data. Exact substring matching identifies verbatim strings that are repeated. This allows us to identify cases where only part of a training example is duplicated, section 4.1. Approximate full document matching uses hash-based techniques, Broder, 1997, to identify pairs of documents with high n-gram overlap, section 4.2. We identify four distinct advantages to training on datasets that have been thoroughly deduplicated. 1. Over 1% of tokens emitted unprompted from a model trained on standard datasets, e.g., C4, are part of a memorized sequence, see section 6.2, even though the 1.5 billion parameter model is much smaller than the 350 gigabytes dataset it was trained on. By deduplicating the training dataset, we reduce the rate of emitting memorized training data by a factor of 10 times. 2. Train-test overlap is common in non-deduplicated datasets. For example, we find a 61-word sequence 1 in C4, Raffel et al., 2020, that is repeated 61,036 times verbatim in the training dataset and 61 times in the validation set, 0.02% of the samples in each dataset. This train-test set overlap not only causes researchers to overestimate model accuracy, but one also biases model selection towards models and hyperparameters that intentionally overfit their training datasets. 3. Training models on deduplicated datasets is more efficient. Processing a dataset with our framework requires a CPU-only linear time algorithm. And so because these datasets are up to 19% smaller, even including the deduplication runtime itself, training on deduplicated datasets directly reduces the training cost in terms of time, dollar, and the environment, Bender et al., 2021, Strubel et al., 2019, Patterson et al., 2021. 4. Deduplicating training data does not hurt perplexity. Models trained on deduplicated datasets have no worse perplexity compared to baseline models trained on the original datasets. In some cases, deduplication reduces perplexity by up to 10%. Further, because recent LMs are typically limited to training for just a few epochs, Radford et al., 2019. Raffle et al. 2020. By training on higher quality data, the models can reach higher accuracy faster. To summarize, data duplication offers significant advantages and no observed disadvantages. In the remainder of this paper, we present our text deduplication framework in Section 4, and study the extent of duplicate content in common NLP datasets, e.g., C4, Wiki40B, and LM1B, in Section 5. We then examine the impact of deduplication on test perplexity, Section 6.1, and on the frequency of omitting memorized content, Section 6.2. Finally, we analyze to what extent perplexity on existing, released models are skewed as a result of overlap between the train and test, validation splits, Section 6.3. 2. Related work. Large language model datasets. While we believe our results are independent of model architecture, we perform our analysis on transformer-based decoder-only language models, Vaswani et al. 2017, trained for open-ended text generation. These current state-of-the-art models are trained on internet text. For example, the GPT-2 family of models Radford et al. 2019, is trained on WebText, a dataset of web documents highly ranked on Reddit. However, this dataset was not made available publicly. A common dataset starting point is Common Crawl, an index of public web pages. Two among the models trained on Common Crawl include GPT-3, Brown et al. 2020, with the addition of book datasets, Grover, Zellers et al. 2019, on a restricted subset filtered to news domains called RealNews, and T5, Raffle et al. 2020, on a cleaned version of Common Crawl called C4. Other models are trained on more curated internet sources, for example Guo et al. 2020, used high-quality processed Wikipedia text from 40 different languages to train monolingual 141.4m parameter language models. Non-English models necessarily use different datasets. Zhang et al. 2021, for instance, introduced Penggu Alpha, a family of models with up to 200b parameters that were trained on a non-public corpus of cleaned and filtered Chinese language documents from Common Crawl and other sources. Since many of these datasets are not public, we deduplicate three that are: Wiki40B, C4, and RealNews, as well as the 1 billion word language model benchmark, Chelba et al. 2013, a smaller dataset commonly used for evaluation. Contamination of downstream tasks. When models are trained on datasets constructed by crawling the internet, it is possible the model will train on the test set of downstream target tasks. For example, Radford et al. 2019, Section 4, performed a post-hoc analysis to identify 8-gram overlaps between GPT-2's training set and datasets used for evaluation, and Dodge et al. 2021b, analyzed C4 and found that up to 14.4% of test examples for various standard tasks were found verbatim, normalizing for capitalization and punctuation, in the dataset. A more proactive approach removes contaminated data. Trin and Le, 2018, Appendix B, removed documents from their Common Crawl-based train set that overlapped substantially with the common-sense reasoning used for evaluation. And GPT-3, Brown et al., 2020, Section 5, did the reverse and removed downstream evaluation examples from their training data by conservatively filtering out any train set examples with a 13-gram overlap with any evaluation example. Up to 90% of tasks were flagged as potentially contaminated. In our research, we do not focus on the impact of duplicate text in pre-trained models on downstream benchmark tasks. Instead, we address how duplicate text in the LM training and validation sets impacts model perplexity and the extent to which generated text included memorized content. 2. Memorizing train sets. The risks of data memorization, for example the ability to extract sensitive data such as valid phone numbers and IRC usernames, are highlighted by Carlini et al. 2020. While their paper identifies 604 samples that GPT-2 emitted from its training set, we show that over 1% of the data most models emit is memorized training data. In computer vision, memorization of training data has been studied from various angles for both discriminative and generative models, e.g. Arpit et al. 2017, Webster et al. 2019, Feldman and Zhang, 2020, Stevenson et al. 2021, Teterwack et al. 2021. Duplicate text in training data. The book corpus, Zhu et al. 2015, which was used to train popular models such as BERT, has a substantial amount of exact duplicate documents according to Bandy and Vincent, 2021. Alemanis, 2019, shows that duplicate examples in code datasets cause worsened performance on code understanding tasks. 3. Language modeling datasets. We analyze the presence of duplicate text in 4 datasets of varying sizes that have been used for training natural language generation systems, producing general-purpose pre-trained models, and for language model benchmarking. While this paper restricts itself to English datasets, we expect that non-English datasets suffer from similar issues and could likewise benefit from deduplication. Wikipedia. Wiki40b consists of multilingual cleaned Wikipedia text, Guo et al. 2020. We take the English portion, which contains 2.9 m Wikipedia pages with an average length of 768 BPE tokens. The dataset creators do not indicate any deduplication was performed aside from removing redirect pages, e.g., Sunflower, to Helianthus. 1 billion word benchmark, LM1B, contains 30 m sentences of news commentary, Chelba et al. 2013. Unlike the other datasets we analyze, LM1B's examples are one sentence long rather than multi-sentence documents. The average example length is 32 BPE tokens. While this dataset is extremely standard for benchmarking language models, Radford et al. 2019, Sec 4. Note it has 13.2% overlap of the test set with the train set. Colossal Cleaned Common Crawl, C4, is made up of 360M web documents, with an average length of 486 BPE tokens, Raffle et al. 2020. C4-3 was introduced as a pre-training dataset for T5, a set of encoder-decoder models which have been widely used in fine-tuned downstream tasks. The dataset was previously deduplicated in a more sophisticated process than the prior two datasets. Each paragraph was hashed and paragraphs resulting in hash collisions were removed. This was followed by a pass that removed placeholder text, code, and prohibited words. See Dodge et al. 2021a for a detailed breakdown of the source text in C4. RealNews is a subset of the common crawl consisting of articles from news domains, Zellers et al. 2019. It contains 31M documents with average length 793 BPE tokens. RealNews was deduplicated by inserting a hash of the first 100 characters of each document into a Bloom filter and then excluding any example whose hash matched an example already added to the dataset. Like C4, examples with duplicate URLs were excluded. Four methods for identifying duplicates. The simplest technique to find duplicate examples would be to perform exact string matching between all example pairs, but as we will show, this is insufficient. We introduce two complementary methods for performing deduplication. First, using a suffix array, Manber and Myers, 1993, we remove duplicate substrings from the dataset if they occur verbatim in more than one example. Second, we use min-hash, Broder, 1997, an efficient algorithm for estimating the n-gram similarity between all pairs of examples in a corpus, to remove entire examples from the dataset if they have high n-gram overlap with any other example. We consider a dataset Tion of examples xi. Each d of these equals, xi examples, ni equals 1 as a is coalesce itself a sequence of tokens, xi, x1i, 4.1 exact substring duplication. Due to the diversity of possibilities in human language, it is rare for the same idea to be expressed identically in multiple documents unless one expression is derived from the other, or both are quoting from a shared source. This observation motivates deduplicating exact substrings. We call our approach EXACT equals X2I, XSIISUBSTR. When two examples X's, substring I and a substring XJ is share removed for a sufficiently which from XA, a plus KI1 long of substring, that equals them. XB. B plus KJ, that based on statistical analyses, section 4.1.3, we select K equals 50 tokens as the minimum matching substring length. 3A breakdown of the computation needed for this approach can be found in Appendix B. 4.1.1. Suffix arrays. This exact substring matching criterion, while conceptually simple, is computationally prohibitive with naive, quadratic, all-pair matching. To solve this problem, we concatenate all the examples of the entire dataset D into a giant sequence S, and construct a suffix array A of SA suffix array, Manber and Myers, 1993, is a representation of a suffix tree, Wiener, 1973, that can be constructed in linear time in S, Karkinen and Sanders, 2003, and allows for efficient computation of many substring queries, and in particular allows us to identify duplicated training examples in linear time. Suffix arrays have been used widely in NLP for applications such as efficient TF-IDF computation, Yamamoto and Church, 2001, and document clustering, Chim and Deng, 2007. The suffix array A for a sequence S is a lexicographic ally ordered list of all suffixes contained in the sequence. Formally, AS equals arg sort all underscore suffixes, S, for example, the suffixes of the sequence banana are banana, anana, nana, ana, na, a. And so the suffix array is the sequence, 6, 4, 2, 1, 5, 3. Suffix arrays are often preferable to suffix trees because, while asymptotically less efficient for some types of queries, they are 10 to 100 times more memory efficient, Mamber and Myers, 1993, requiring just 8 bytes per input token. 4.1.2 Parallel substring matching. After constructing A, it is straightforward to identify duplicated training examples. Suppose that the sequence S was repeated exactly twice in the training dataset S at positions I and J, that is, C, plus, S1 equals S, plus, S. Then the indices I, J will occur adjacent to each other in the suffix array. A finding all repeated sequences is therefore a matter of linearly scanning the suffix array from beginning to end and looking for sequences I, I plus 1 that share a common prefix of at least some threshold length. Any satisfying sequences are recorded. This algorithm is embarrassingly parallel, and so we can efficiently process the dataset. 4.1.3 Setting a threshold of duplicates. The final question that remains to be answered is how long a substring match must be before we forecount it as a duplicate. In Figure 1, we plot the frequency of substring matches within the four datasets we will consider. For each substring of length k, we compute the probability that there exists another sequence of length k identical to this one. Formally, we choose 50 tokens as the threshold to be conservative. The bend in the knee occurs at 10 tokens, and manual inspection of length 25 matches found no false positives. We then doubled this value to have an exceptionally large margin for error. 4.2 Approximate matching with min hash. We also perform approximate deduplication based on matching entire examples. This method, which we call NEARDUP, is a good complement to the exact substring matching, especially for web crawl text, as it handles the very common case of documents being identical except for interspersed templated fields, such as the last row of table 1. Min hash, Broder, 1997, is an approximate matching algorithm widely used in large-scale deduplication tasks. Versley and Panchenko, 2012, Gabriel et al., 2018, Diwali et al., 2020, including to deduplicate the training set for a large Chinese language LM, Zhang et al., 2021. Given two documents Xi and XJ, the main idea is to represent each document by its respective set of NGRAMSD and DJ. We can then use hash functions 4 to quickly approximate the Jaccard index, Jaccard, 1912. Dindi, DUDJ. Jaccard, D, D winking face, equals if the Jaccard index between D and DJ is sufficiently high, it is likely that documents are approximate matches of each other. To efficiently approximate the Jaccard index, min hash constructs document signatures by sorting each of the n grams via a hash function, and then keeping only the k smallest hashed n grams. There are multiple ways to construct estimators of the Jaccard index from these kinds of signatures, Cohen, 2016. In our implementation, we use 5 grams in a signature of size 9000. The probability that two documents are considered a potential match is where B20 and R equals 450 are user-settable parameters to control the strength of the filter. See Appendix A for more details. For each pair of documents identified as a potential match, more computationally expensive similarity metrics can be employed as a subsequent filtering step. In particular, we identify two documents as duplicates if they are matched by the min hash algorithm and their edit similarity is greater than equals 50.8. The edit similarity between token sequences Xi and X is defined as, to build clusters of similar documents, we construct a graph that has an edge between two documents if they are considered a match. Then, we use the method introduced in Lackey et al., 2018, to identify connected components. A breakdown of the computation needed is given in Appendix A. 5. Deduplication results. We deduplicate each of the four datasets with both of our two techniques. When text was duplicated across multiple data splits, we prioritized keeping 5 a copy in the test or validation set and removing it from the train set. 5.1 amount of text removed with NEARDUP, we found that the web scrape datasets contain between 3.04% on C4 to 13.63% on RealNews, near duplicates, table 2. Near-duplicate text is much less common in Wiki40B, forming only 0.39% of the train set. In C4, the majority, 1.8m, of near-duplicate clusters consisted of just a single pair of examples that matched against each other, but there were 280 clusters with over 5,000 examples in them, figure 2, including one cluster of size 250,933. On average with EXACTSUBSTR, we remove more total content than with NEARDUP. Despite EXACTSUBSTR not removing any examples outright, for example removing 7.18% of the tokens in C4. The exception is LM1B, where exact sub str removes 8x less data than any ARDUP. On investigation, we find this is due to the fact that LM1B documents are significantly shorter. 90% of all documents are under 50 tokens, and so are not even candidates for potential matches even if the entire sequence matched verbatim. We find that both NEARDUP and EXACTSUBSTR remove similar content. 77% of the training examples that NEARDUP removes from C4 have at least one verbatim length 50 match found by EXACTSUBSTR. 5.2 Properties of duplicated text. While the authors of both RealNews and C4 explicitly attempted deduplication during dataset construction, the methods were insufficient to capture the more subtle types of duplicate text commonly found on the internet. In C4 and Wiki40B, we qualitatively observe that much of the text identified as near-duplicated is computer-generated. The text is identical except for the names of places, businesses, products, dates, and so on. Because these examples frequently differ by just a few words at a time, deduplication strategies relying on exact string matching would fail to identify a match. Example duplicate pairs from each dataset can be found in Table 1, more examples in the appendix. For RealNews and LM1B, which are both derived from news sites, we observe that many near duplicates occur because the same news article appears on multiple news sites with slightly different formatting. For example, in LM1B, there is one example that starts, Mineola, NY New York officials say, and another that starts, AP, New York officials say. The two examples are otherwise identical. 5.3 Train, test set leakage. Both deduplication methods identify overlap between the train set and the validation set, Table 2. For example, 4.6% of the C4 validation set and 14.4% of the RealNews validation set examples had an approximate duplicate in their respective training sets. Such duplication is problematic since it could cause evaluation metrics to be unfairly inflated for models that are better at memorizing their train sets. We evaluate the effect of this leakage on publicly released models in Section 6.3. 6 Impact on trained models. We trained 1.5B parameter, XL, decoder-only, transformer-based language models similar to GPT-2, on C4ORIGINAL, C4NEARDUP, and C4EXACTSUBSTR, respectively. We use the T5 codebase and model architecture from Raffel et al. 2020, and each model was trained for about 2 epochs on its respective dataset. To better understand the amount of variance in the perplexities of trained models, we also trained 3 different random seeds of the 110M parameter, base, model for each of the above 3 datasets, for a total of 9 base-sized models. For all experiments, we used a byte pair encoding, BPE, vocabulary trained on C4NEARDUP with a budget of 50 Kelvins tokens, which resulted in a vocabulary the same size as GPT-2's. We trained with a maximum sequence length of 512 tokens. For longer documents, we randomly extracted subsequences of this length. Further training details can be found in Appendix C, 6.1. Model perplexity. We computed the perplexity of our trained models on the validation sets of LM1B and Wiki40B, and on subsets of the C4 validation set, Figure 3. For the base size, we observe that all models have similar perplexity on the original C4 validation set and on validation set examples that were identified as unique, no near duplicate in either train or validation. However, both models trained on deduplicated data have significantly higher perplexity on validation set examples that have duplicates in the training set than the model trained on the original C4. EXACTSUBSTR deduplicated results 7 in higher perplexity than NEARDUP deduplicated. These trends hold true for the XL-sized model as well. While this may suggest EXACTSUBSTR duplication results in models least overfit on the train set, note that both of these techniques have used separate duplicate thresholds and a different choice of thresholds could change the results. When evaluating on the validation sets of LM1B and Wiki40B, we found that models trained on NEARDUP deduplicated C4 consistently achieved lowest perplexity, for LM1B eval with base models, see Appendix Figure 7. EXACTSUBSTR deduplication decreases perplexity of the XL model by almost 3 points perplexity on Wiki40B, which is much larger than the variation of about 1 point perplexity we observed in the base models. This is despite seeing fewer tokens of training data overall. Lastly, we note all our XL models achieved less than 35 perplexity on LM1B, which is less than the 42.16 perplexity reported for the 1.5B GPT-2 using a vocabulary the same size as ours. 6.2. generated text, data duplication has the effect of biasing the trained LM towards particular types of examples. This can contribute to a lower diversity of generations, an increased likelihood that the generated content is copied from the training data, Carlini et al. 2020. For our generation experiments, we used top K random sampling with K imint with prompted and unprompted generation. No prompt. We first evaluate memorization tendencies in the case where the model is asked to generate text without any prompt sequence. We generate 100,000 samples, each up to 512 tokens in length, examples provided in the appendix. For each generated token, we say the token is memorized if it is part of a 50-token substring that is exactly contained in the training data. On XL original, over 1% of the generated tokens belong to memorized subsequences, see TA 50. An XPER 7BLE4. This is approximately 10x more memorization than XLEXACTSUBSTR or XL near DUP. Some example subsequences that were copied verbatim from the train set can be found in Table 8 in the appendix. With prompting, in most real use cases, language model generation is controlled by providing a prompt for the model to continue. We experiment with four possible prompt sources, training examples identified by EXACTSUBSTR as having near duplicates in the train set, trained up, training examples identified as unique, train unique, validation set examples with a near duplicate in the train set, valid in train, and valid examples identified as unique across all splits, valid unique. We select the first 32 tokens of each example as the prompt, which means we can evaluate the fraction of generations which are near duplicates with the ground truth continuation for the prompt, figure 4. When the prompt comes from duplicate examples in the train set, XL original reproduces the ground truth continuation over 40% of the time. XLEXACTSUBSTR and XLNEARDUP still copy the ground truth more often when the prompt comes from a duplicate example than when the prompt comes from a unique example, suggesting that more stringent deduplication may be necessary to remove memorization tendencies entirely. 6.3 Impact on existing models. Train test leakage does not just impact models trained on C4. In Table 5, we show that whether or not an evaluation example has a near duplicate in the train set has a significant impact on model perplexity for two standard models, Transformer XL, Dai et al. 2019, which was trained on LM1B, 8 and Grover, Zellers et al. 2019, which was trained on RealNews. For Transformer XL, the perplexity halves on examples identified as near duplicates. For Grover, the difference in perplexities is present in both the 124M and 1.5B parameter models but is not quite as stark as for Transformer XL. Existing models also suffer from the problem of generating text from their train sets. We find that 1.38% of the tokens in the official release of 25K Grover Mega Outputs 3 are part of verbatim matches in RealNews of at least length 50. Likewise, more than 5% of the tokens in approximately 200K sequences outputted by GPT Neo 1.3B, Black et al. 2021, are part of a 50-token matches of its training data, The Pile, Gao et al. 2020. 7. Discussion. The focus of this paper is on the datasets used to train language models. While recent work focused on documenting the potential harms that could arise from problematic datasets, Bender and Friedman, 2018, Gebru et al. 2020, less work has been done to quantitatively analyze properties of real language modeling datasets, like Dodge et al. 2021a, has done for C4. Our paper provides analysis on one particular axis, that of data duplication. Our experiments measured what could be quantified, the amount of duplicate content in common datasets, the effect of deduplication on trained model perplexity, and the reduction of memorized content in trained models through deduplication. We do not focus on the nature of the data being removed by deduplication or memorized by LMs. Privacy is an important subject for future work, as memorization could have significant privacy consequences. We use the following interpretation of 8 privacy. If a model reveals information about examples in its training data beyond what is revealed about examples not in its training data, this is a privacy violation, Shokri et al. 2017.4 Training on standard datasets that have not yet been deduplicated results in models that are particularly sensitive to examples that happen to be repeated multiple times, and this has negative privacy implications. For instance, it could violate a person's expectations of privacy if their publicly available personal data appeared in a different, surprising context. In addition, downstream applications of LMs, such as the game Al Dungeon, in most cases should not output memorized content like adverts for real-world products. We stress that in our experiments, we do not distinguish between undesired memorized text, such as phone numbers, innocuous memorized text, common phrases, and text we may want to be memorized, such as a quote by a public figure, and instead treat all instances of the LM generating text that closely matches the training set as problematic. While we qualitatively observed that much of the identified memorized content was relatively innocuous, a more systematic study of the risks associated with the detected memorization was beyond the scope of this work. We also do not investigate the negative consequences of deduplication. Some language tasks explicitly require memorization, like document retrieval or closed book question answering. Also, text that gives attribution is often duplicated across documents, so removing duplicate substrings could correspond to removing just the attribution, which could result in models that learn the content without its attached attribution. Deduplication is also not sufficient to remove privacy-sensitive data like bank passwords and medical records, which should never be used in training data. Ultimately, whether memorization is a desired property of a language model, or else risky and unwanted, depends both on the nature of the text that has been memorized and on the downstream applications of the trained model. However, because the trend has been towards creating datasets and models that are application agnostic, we encourage researchers to think carefully about the 9 limitations of the data they have collected and how the model's intended usage constrains what should be part of the training set. Developing techniques to memorize or forget specific sequences depending on the end application is a promising research direction. 8. Conclusion. We encourage future language model research to perform dataset deduplication, either by training on the deduplicated datasets we release, using the deduplication tools we release, or following our approach to deduplicate datasets with new tools. The exact technique used to perform deduplication is less important than doing stringent deduplication in the first place. On the whole, deduplication does not harm, and sometimes improves, model perplexity, despite the fact that the deduplicated datasets are smaller, and thus, faster to train on. It is especially important that there are no duplicates between the training and testing sets, because overlap here explicitly encourages selecting models that memorize the training data. Lastly, deduplication helps to reduce the privacy concerns around language models memorizing their training data. 9. Acknowledgements. We are grateful to the many researchers whose technical help, feedback, and discussion shaped this project. Jacob Austin, Sammy Benjo, Olivier Bousquet, James Bradbury, Fernando Diaz, Mark Diaz, Noah Fiedel, Jonathan Frankel, David Grangier, Stephanie Karp, David Mimno, Gaurav Mishra, Michael Moser, Shuren Naring, Alex Passos, Adam Roberts, Haney Sedji, Yasha Sol Dickstein, David So, Florian Tramer, and Yun William Yu. We are also grateful to the Google Brain women who have given us continuous support. 10. Contributions. Each of the authors on this paper significantly contributed to the final results. Catherine trained the models used in the paper, built and ran the eval and text generation pipelines, contributed significantly to writing, analysis, and project organization and management. 9. Daphne ran the approximate matching data deduplication pipelines, extracted prompts and evaluation datasets, ran eval pipelines, and contributed significantly to planning, writing, and analysis. Andrew wrote the code to perform deduplication with approximate matching, helped evaluate energy expenditure, and helped with analysis. Chiyuan helped generate plots and contributed to project scoping, writing, and data analysis. Chris offered mentorship and guidance throughout the project and contributed to writing. Doug offered mentorship and guidance throughout the project and contributed to writing. Nicholas wrote the suffix array implementation, ran all EXACTSUBSTR deduplication experiments, contributed significantly to planning, writing, and analysis, as well as scoping the project. 10, 11, 11, 12, 13, 13, 14, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Thanks for listening to this reading. For the entire paper and more, check out our homepage, papersread.ai.